This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. At this week's Westminster Dog Show, there were hundreds of well-behaved dogs. They sat, stayed, and healed on cue. But mere mortal dogs need a little help in the behavior department, and that's where Cesar Millan comes in. He's earned the title the Dog Whisperer, and Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates went to South Los Angeles to watch him whisper.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who lives with a dog, maybe you're used to greeting him this way when you come home.
Hi, Boo! Your day, boo-boo.
But Cesar Millan says you should save the baby talk for your baby. He knows dogs. He's been running with a pack of them for more than 20 years, first in Mexico and now here. He knows dogs so well, he has his own television show, The Dog Whisperer, on the National Geographic Channel. And guess what? Cesar says you'll be doing your dog a favor if you treat him like a dog, not like one of your kids.
When we humanize them, we do everything that we do to ourselves. And we're really rewarding ourselves. Can you see that?
Yes.
We pretend we're doing it to them, but really it's more for the human than it is for them. Because human psychology is not dog psychology.
Cesar is talking to Melissa Ellis and Mario Llosa. The couple drove down to L.A. from Santa Barbara, about 2 hours north of here, with their 10-month-old German Shepherd, Dita. Dita is a pretty, friendly dog, but she's anxious, and she doesn't listen. She fights with other dogs and barks constantly when she's left alone. So Melissa and Mario took the day off from work to bring her down to Cesar's Dog Psychology Center in the bowels of industrial L.A. because Cesar is their last hope.
She's just really been frustrating us. This was kind of, we've tried to, you know, we've gone through a couple of trainers and we've gone to doggy daycare that didn't work out. We've just been kind of kicked out of too many different things, so.
So Cesar sees the first order of business right away. As soon as Mario lets Dita out of the car, her nose is on the ground and she's quivering with barely suppressed nervous energy. In about 30 seconds, he corrects that. He places Dita's collar higher up, closer to her ears rather than the base of her throat, so when he pulls, not yanks, on the collar, she has to move her head up. And away from the distraction of all those interesting smells on the ground, she's immediately calmer.
So leash all the way in the top, whatever tool you want, that doesn't matter. All the way in the top, remove the nose away from the ground, snap her out of it, as you saw I did. It created calm submission, then I move.
The submission part is important to Cesar Millan because dogs, he says, are pack animals, and their logic recognizes the alpha dog. In this case, that would be Cesar. And once he's established who the leader of the pack is, everything else falls into place. Dita allows Cesar to roll her onto the ground, but she springs back up again, twice. The third time, though, she stays down, quietly thumping her tail, breathing gently, letting him keep her there. Cesar releases Dita in a moment and gives Melissa and Mario her psychological profile.
This girl is active submissive, so she is high-level energy, submissive type, right? We're never going to get rid of the high-level energy part of it. The only way is by challenging her physically. But the psychological part, the mental part, every single time.
Now that Dita has learned who's boss, it's time to let her into the general population. Cesar takes her to the gate of his two-acre lot, which has about 20 dogs lounging and playing. Dita whimpers a little and hangs back at first, then carefully picks her way through the crowd of boxers, Rottweilers, shepherds, and pit bulls. All of them approach her in turn, a sniff here, a snuffle there, and Dita lets them. Melissa and Mario are amazed.
Does this look like anything the dog you brought in here with you?
No, she's being much better. And she's not. Every time we've had her in with a group of dogs, she grabs them by the neck, throws them to the ground, and then pins them on their throat. So this is much better.
She's just hanging out.
Dita's reward for hanging out with her doggy peers is a walk through the neighborhood near the center. The biggest mistake dog owners make, says Cesar Millan, is not walking their dogs at all or enough. For a dog, a good walk is a combination of great workout and good therapy. Even small dogs and dogs in huge houses with plenty of roaming space need to walk.
So it doesn't matter how big the place is, the animal has to go out. And when he goes out, he has to go out with rules, boundaries, limitations. So you can enjoy the walk, and the dogs enjoy the walk, and the community enjoy the walk. It's a win-win situation.
Now we submit Dita to the acid test. We open the gate and walk out into the real world. Keeping her close to and never ahead of them, Melissa and Mario take turns walking Dita up the noisy streets and through empty lots full of trash, junked cars, and the occasional pit bull. Dita is a perfect lady. She has become, in the space of an hour, a calm, submissive dog. And Caesar tells the couple, dogs soon find that being calm and submissive comes with rewards.
They'd rather you run the show. Yeah, because they can go to the dog beach, to the dog park, to, you know, restaurants. They can go everywhere. Submissive dog can go everywhere.
Well, eventually. For now, Dita licks us goodbye, then calmly climbs in the car, ready for the ride back to Santa Barbara. Melissa and Mario will have to continuously reinforce what Caesar has taught them, but, he says, daily repetition of good habits is like going on a diet. If you start eating right and exercising, it won't show the first day. But if you keep it up, over time, you will see results. There's a good human. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News, Los Angeles.